The district is on the districts in need of assistance list, while its high school and two middle schools are on the schools in need of assistance list. They are there because either the student body or a subgroup of at least 30 students did not meet proficiency standards in reading and/or math for 2 years in a row. Burlington's five elementary schools are not on the list, which Superintendent Jane Evans sees as a positive.
However, we know that some of them are close to that, so we're going to continue our full press on trying to improve reading skills all across the district. An area of concern for us is our middle school reading scores. Over the summer, I personally facilitated a four-day reading comprehension boot camp for all of our middle school language arts teachers. I was just so inspired by their enthusiasm, their work ethic, their willingness to develop reading comprehension skills lessons that are being taught in the classrooms every day from now until the assessments in February. We are hopeful that this will help us raise student achievement for our middle school students as well.
Is it just an issue of as kids get older, maybe they lose the enthusiasm themselves? The teachers could have it, but maybe the kids start to lose it. Is that where you see the difference from elementary to middle to high school?
I wish I had all the answers. I think one thing might be that the teachers at the elementary level have much more control over their day. They can take 90 minutes at a minimum, maybe 2 hours, maybe 3 hours one day to do language arts skills such as reading, writing, speaking, grammar, spelling. At the middle school, the day is much more broken up. You have 50-minute class periods, bell rings, and off they go. So I think that's one thing that we want to look at is how can we do more blocking of our two language arts periods so that there isn't such a division between teaching literature and then language arts skills such as grammar, but to see how we can integrate it all so that attention is never taken away from the importance of reading comprehension.
When you're looking at the middle and the high school, obviously they are both on the SINA list, schools in need of assistance. Is it a subgroup that's putting Burlington on these lists, or is it more of the population in general?
Well, at the high school, it is a subgroup, and that is sad that you can have your entire student body as a whole doing very well, but No Child Left Behind says that you have to have, this year it was 94% of all of the subgroups proficient as well as a general enrollment. But at the middle school, it's all of our students in reading need to improve.
And you mentioned it's the one subgroup. Can you get into what subgroup it is? Does it show that, or does it just say that it was a subgroup?
Well, for example, last year or 2 years ago when we had Sunnyside on the School in Need of Assistance, it was because of students with IEPs. So special education students, in many cases, are students who have a disability, who are struggling, but yet No Child Left Behind says they must also meet the 94% proficiency. At the high school, we had a multiracial category that was low. In some cases, it could be low socioeconomic. So we know that we have our work cut out for us, and we are going to continue to work very hard to try to improve reading and math skills for all of our students.
Are there new programs being implemented this year that you're hoping will give that boost when it comes time for the testing?
Absolutely. This year at the elementary school, we are entering into a partnership for comprehensive literacy. This is with the University of Northern Iowa. There are several components to this. One of them is reading recovery. I'm pleased to say we have a teacher who all of this year will be taking 18 hours of graduate credit so that she can be a reading recovery trainer. This is a research-based program, one-on-one, 30 minutes a day of intensive instruction with a first-grade student. We believe that we will be most successful if we are able to catch struggling readers at the earliest stage. That's one component. Another is the comprehensive intervention model. This is a very intensive small group remediation that our Grimes teachers are being trained in. We know that that is a very important component, and we hope to be able to transfer that learning to all five of our elementary schools in the near future.
Burlington School Superintendent Jane Evans says parents should meet with teachers or principals if they have questions about the education their children are receiving. She expects more schools statewide to be on the list of schools in need of assistance when the proficiency standard reaches 100% of students next year. Evan says Burlington faces no financial penalties for appearing on the list this year. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.